This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Gustavo Gonzalez, Jr. Date of birth, August 16, 1994. Case ID number is 3320200. Date of exam, it was November the 17th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Uram Garcia, dated 6/8/2021. And a Social Security questionnaire dated 3/7/22. Also, medical records from Dr. Ronaldo Amador, D.C., dated 3/7/22. Identifying information. This is a 28-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of back injury with stress fracture in the lumbar sacral spine, comma, depression, comma, and hypertension. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was in 2020, where he worked as a cashier for 1 year. He also did landscaping for 3 years and worked as a CSR for 1 year. During the time that he did work, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in an apartment by himself. Allegation number one, back injury with stress fracture in the lumbar spine. Number two, depression. Number three, hypertension. History of allegations. Number one, back injury with stress fracture in the lumbar spine area. The claimant states that in February 2020, he was exercising and he felt a sudden pain in his lumbar sacral back area. The claimant also states that in June of 2021, he fell on some tables, which aggravated his condition. X-rays were performed, but were not able to be well-read, secondary to the claimant being morbidly obese, but it was thought that he probably had some kind of herniated disc in the lumbar sacral back area. He states the character of the pain is a pressure pain located in the lumbar sacral back area that radiates down to the right leg. No surgeries have been performed, and no injections have been given. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, sip 1 hour, comma, lift approximately 20 pounds above his head, but not able to bend over and pick up clothes. The claimant has no assistive devices, and his physician is Dr. Ariam Garcia. Yep. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, cooking, comma, and doing his schoolwork on the computer. He does not go to the grocery store, do the laundry, or does any other exercise. His physician is Dr. Arim Garcia, and he has seen a chiropractor and received physical therapy for 1 year. He is presently on no medications for pain. He was diagnosed with a stress fracture of the lumbar sacral back area and states that it was more likely than not L3. Allegation number two, depression. The claimant states that in 2016, he was suffering from symptoms of anxiety, especially social anxiety, comma, insomnia, comma, decrease motivation, comma, decrease concentration, comma, increase appetite, comma, anger episodes, comma, decrease energy, crying spells, but no suicidal attempt or ideation. The claimant states that because he felt so frustrated with his situation, along with the situation of COVID and other problems that he was having in his family, he started to eat large quantities of food, and which also made him depressed. The claimant also states that his girlfriend left him, and he had difficulty with employment. The claimant weighs 540 pounds and has a BMI of 70, which is morbidly obese. He states before 2019, he was half that weight. He is not taking any medications at this time for his condition and appears to be somewhat stable at this time. Allegation number three, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2005, he was having symptoms of chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, and occipital headaches along with blurred vision. He denies any myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident, as well as no problems with nephropathy. His blood pressure was 175 over 120 mmHg. A second reading was taken with a bigger cuff, and his blood pressure was still 160 over 115. He was told to follow up with his physician for a reevaluation of his blood pressure. He is presently taking no medications for his condition, and his blood pressure may be attributed to his weight gain. His symptoms include pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, but not able to climb stairs, squat, or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant, is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes, and lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. And his physician is Dr. Adrian Garcia. He is on no medications for pain and does no other physical activity at this time. Family history. His father was shot when he was 28 years old. His mother is 53 and has hypertension. Medications, none. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, morbid obesity with a BMI of approximately 70, lumbar sacral fracture of the spine at the L3 level in the past, major surgeries. The claimant states that in 1998 he had a bilateral slip femoral capital head, which was repaired with titanium screws. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant states that he has a history of drinking 3 6 packs of beer every day, along with liquor, Q week for 10 years. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant states he has used marijuana and cocaine in the past, and that the last time he used it was in 2011. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit. Weight, 540 pounds. Height, 6 feet, 1 inch. BP 175 over 120 mmHg. Second reading was 160 over 115 mmHg. Heart rate 96 beats per minute. Respiration 14 respirations per minute. General. This is a 28-year-old severely obese male who appears to be older than his stated age and is in mild acute distress, who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. He appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office by himself for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD, uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant was morbidly obese and physical examination was difficult. Could you drop down to skin? The claimant had multiple areas of acanthosis nigrans, indicating probable uncontrolled diabetes mellitus. Could you drop down to neurological, to the last sentence? Reflexes of the patella and ankle were zero bilaterally, as well as abnormal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally, secondary to morbid obesity. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger to nose was normal. He was not able to perform a heel-to-shin exam secondary to obesity, but the Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted except for his morbid obesity. There is a normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex the lumbar spine and was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory finding in the upper extremities. However, because of the morbid obesity, the claimant had difficulty in moving the lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees, and we were unable to perform a supine position straight leg raise secondary to morbid obesity. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of both knees, and the claimant is only able to flex at 90 degrees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was unable to get up and down from the exam table. The claimant had difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, but could walk at a normal tandem rate. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He requires no assisted devices at this time. Could you drop down to after neurological exam? X-ray of the lumbar sacral spine. No acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is unable to heel toe, but is able to tandem walk normally. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show moderate fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual field and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He's able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to severe morbid obesity. And some lumbar sacral back pain. Probable diagnoses. Number one, back injury with stress fracture in the lumbar sacral spine. Dash, not confirmed with physical examination. The claimant is morbidly obese and had difficulty in doing any kind of range of motion. He's more likely than not suffering from severe lumbago from morbid obesity. His BMI is 70. Number two, depression, dash, not being treated at this time. The claimant does appear to be somewhat depressed, especially secondary to his obesity. Number three, hypertension, dash, not being treated at this time. The claimant did appear to have a very high blood pressure reading of 175 over 120 mmHg. Although we did try to use a large cuff, the claimant is 540 pounds. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Gustavo Gonzalez, Jr.